Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to Stinchfield, the podcast. You see the headline there. Are we on the verge of a revolution? Is civil war upon us? Specifically, I'm asking this question if they go to lock up President Trump. Now, civil war is something I never thought that I would be talking about in modern day times. I didn't think our country would ever get to the point where this could be a real possibility. Here's my prediction. I don't want a civil war in America. I'm not calling for violence. If President Trump is locked up, and God forbid this happens, there's no way, shape, or form this man should be doing any prison time. But if he is, I have specific instructions for you exactly how I want you to handle this. And violence is not one of these ways. Now, we know that patriots in this country, conservatives, Republicans, whatever you want to call them, make America great again, MAGA conservatives, are some of the most peaceful, tolerant people in the world. We don't resort to violence. If we resorted to violence, you would have seen rioting in the streets after this verdict was read last week. I promise you, if Barack Obama was brought up on the same charges and this verdict was read, you would have had riots in the streets. There would have been auto zones being burned down, cop cars being flipped over, because the left is the party of violence. But here's the thing. I'm watching the reaction, and I feel like the left is trying to push us further and further to our breaking point. I'm here to tell you, folks, we cannot break yet. I'm not saying we don't reserve the right to revolt in this country. This is what our country was founded on. It's why the Second Amendment was written in the Constitution, to defend us from a tyrannical government. I'm not saying that we don't reserve that right. I'm just saying we don't get there yet, even if they lock up President Trump, because we are just a few short months away from an election. President Trump can be elected back into the White House, God forbid, even if he was serving prison time. So I want you to think about this very carefully. What do we do if President Trump is locked up on July 11th? Go figure, right before the Republican convention too. How do we react? I've got some ideas for us that would have a really profound impact on this country, and it does not involve violence. So with that, folks, GrantStinchfield.com, Stinchfield 1776. Let's get the party started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, it is so great to be along with you today. It is very, very disheartening, maddening. It angers me. It saddens me. I have the wide range of emotions. But I think to myself, okay, with all of these range of emotions that I have going on, the worst emotion would be, God forbid, we wake up in November to a Team Biden-Harris presidency for another 4 years. We cannot let that happen. So what do? We take to the streets. If President Trump is locked up, I want to see rallies like you have never seen before. I want leaders inside the conservative movement to organize these rallies in swing state cities around the country. And specifically, we should do them again in New York City, not a swing state, but President Trump only down 8 points there, and start to let our voices be heard. I don't mind the fact of rallying outside of the courthouse. Bring in tens of thousands of people to rally outside the courthouse if President Trump is convicted and sentenced to prison. We know he's already been convicted in these bogus, trumped-up charges. Total sham. But we rally outside the courthouse. I would love nothing more than to see tens of thousands of people show up there, but here's the thing. No violence. We cannot allow them, because I'm telling you, folks, what the left is doing right now, they're dispatching their talking heads to push us and push us and push us into a corner that some of us resort to the aspect of lashing out. Now, let me just make this clear. They can't beat us. God forbid this country ever fell into another civil war. There is no way the other side beats us. Why? One, I truly believe we have law enforcement on our side. And we have the Constitution on our side, which law enforcement, by and large, supports. By and large, we've got the military on our side. And even more importantly, overwhelmingly, Make America Great Again patriots are the ones who are most prepared for battle if that was ever to happen. I'm not saying I want that to happen. I don't. but I feel they're pushing us. You want to see proof they're pushing us? Whoopi Goldberg on The View.
These are the things that I wanted to ask y'all about, because this is great to see that our justice system can work. Mm-hmm. It does work, because we haven't seen this for a while, and particularly with him. But, you know, the judge is going to have to sentence him. And yeah. One of the things that's been bothering me is I keep hearing all these pundits saying, well, you know, he's a first-time offender. You know, it's not going to, you know, he's... And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, you got 175,000 cases where people are coming for you. So you're not actually a first-time offender. And wouldn't this go to the kind of habits that you have in terms of your rhetoric? But I want the judge to give him 6 months. Can I tell you why? And then you tell me everything. Yeah. I want him to give him 6 months because one of the things that we're hearing from all these young men that we've been talking to.
Hold on a second before she gets to what she's about to say. And what she's about to say is absolutely ridiculous. She says she sees the justice system working. If that's not pushing us into a corner, I don't know what is. This is the culmination of the weaponization of a judicial system at a very local level now. Working with the White House, working with the Justice Department. We've seen all of that. She's pushing us. Then she says she wants President Trump to get 6 months. Lo and behold, 6 months. That puts us outside of the election day. You would lock President Trump, not allowing him to campaign. He is going to be the nominee, folks, no matter what anybody wants to tell you. He is the nominee. He is gaining more support. We do have his back. We are rallying around him. And yes, we will defend him at all costs. But here's what I want to do. I want to defend him with our voices. I want to defend him with the truth. And I do not want to resort to violence at this point. But folks, when I tell you they're pushing us to a breaking point, think about it. After the lockdowns happened, then they go after President Trump and everybody around him, Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro thrown in prison. You got the 14 others in Georgia. What, another 14 in Maricopa County, all being charged with crimes. They've financially broken guys like Rudy Giuliani. They're going after guys like Alan Dershowitz. Anybody that's helped President Trump, they have a target on their back. That is the definition of tyranny. This is what a tyrannical government does. It vilifies their political opponents, locks them up, so they have no voices yet. They've already canceled us on social media. They are pushing us into an uprising. But again, the Democrats underestimate our strength. They underestimate our strength and resolve when it comes to convicting President Trump, and somehow they think we're going to abandon him. Not just the opposite. Now he's pushing, what, $60, $70, $80 million raised after this conviction. So we're not going anywhere. And they underestimate us if they think that we are not capable of defending this violence constitutionally, however we need to defend it. I'm just saying we're not at that point yet. Yet.
Is that they love him because he has no consequences. Mm. He's a man. They keep talking about how manly he is. He doesn't have to do anything in it. Right. And I feel like if we are going to treat this man who used to be president like everybody else, you're convicted of felonies. You got to do a little bit of time, and then you have to say to the judge, you know, I did this, I'm sorry. He has, you know, this is what you would have to do if you were trying to get out.
Show remorse.
Give me a break. She's mad about masculinity. She's mad that President Trump is a man with strong resolve who is not weak, will not break, will take the arrows for all of us, will stand in the gap as they come after freedom in this country. And she's mad at masculinity. What this country needs is more masculinity, more men like President Trump, more people like all of you out there willing to take arrows, take fire from maybe your bosses at work, maybe your coworkers, whatever it may be. But we're bold and we're standing firm, and she doesn't like that because President Trump's masculine. And then she says he's got to go to jail. Every freaking city across America, not one felon goes to prison. You can rob a convenience store. Somehow they hold up George Floyd, who's a convicted felon, numerous occasions, hold a gun in somebody's belly, and that's their hero, but they want President Trump to go to prison? Because of a records-keeping case, it would be unheard of, especially in this country. Unheard of. But this is what you get from these leftist lunatics. Sonny Hostin on The View. And the only reason I play you this, folks, is because I'm warning you. What they are trying to do is poke and prod you into a corner that you lash out and then somehow bring ill will against all of us because one of you, a group of you, whatever, lashed out in a violent way. Do not fall for this trap. Do not fall for it. But I will say this. We stand firm in our resolve that we have the right to fight back once the time comes for that to happen. To me, the time will be after the election. It cannot be before. After the election.
Mm-hmm. Judge Mershon has, I think he has really done a good job in terms of keeping that courtroom together. Yes. I spent this morning speaking to someone from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. They're called street fighters.
They're called street fighters. They're not called street fighters. They're called scam artists. They're literally called constitutional stompers.
He believes that they will recommend a one-year term in prison. And that is because when you spend a year in prison in New York or under, you serve in Rikers Island. Okay? Also.
Look at their smirks and the audience. Oh, ha, 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 ha. First off, the Secret Service, if they were to go into Rikers Island, they would take over an entire floor. President Trump's not going to be in general population. Yes, he'll be locked up. And I'm going to play you a clip from President Trump that he's prepared for this. This man is the modern day Nelson Mandela of America, folks. Do I continue playing her? I want to because I want you to hear how out of control they are and how out of touch they are from the way real Americans are thinking.
I did some research.
Right.
The other thing I'd like to say is the other reason that they will do this is because he has shown an utter disregard for our institutions.
Yes.
And prosecutors, when you are recommending a sentence.
All right, you know what? Shut up, because I can't handle the utter disregard for our institutions when this is exactly what the Democrats have done. Hillary Clinton deletes all her emails. Joe Biden gets $10 million plus from China, uses his position of influence. Nothing happens. James Comey and the rest of the goons at the FBI make up evidence, fake witness testimony, go in front of a court, hammer away at American citizens and conservatives, use the FISA warrant system to spy on Americans, and nothing happens to them. You got the National Institutes of Health and the CDC led by Dr. Fauci and others who literally lock us down, literally put the boot of government upon our throats, and nothing happens to anybody. And President Trump has a records-keeping case, and now they're talking about putting him in prison. Do you see the disconnect from where it's going on in America today? If we want to save our nation, the only way is to get President Trump back in office. It's the only way. We stave off a revolution. We stave off a civil war with President Trump back in the White House. So what do? We fight back. Now, I'm not sure I trust members of Congress to do it. This sounds good from Speaker Johnson, but I'm tired of the talk, man. I really am.
And the purpose of the hearing is to investigate what these prosecutors are doing at the state and federal level to go out, to use politics, you know, political retribution in the court system to go after political opponents of federal officials like Donald Trump. That's a really important thing for us to delve into. And we're going to look at special counsel Jack Smith, who we believe is abusing his authority as well. We have the funding streams. We have mechanisms to try to get control of that. We'll be doing that within the confines of our jurisdiction. And I think that can have the desired effect and show the American people we're not going to tolerate this. Shannon, at the end of the day, people are losing their faith in our system of justice itself. And that's a serious threat.
People aren't losing it. It's gone. We've lost it. And this is the talk about the subpoenas, this, subpoenas, that. I need local attorneys general in states across the country. I need prosecutors in cities and towns across America to start filing cases against any radical leftist that has played into this game of the attack on freedom in America. You find anything, you go find it. Show me the man, I'll show you the charge, right? Play by their game. Make them fight them in court. There's so much juice on them, it would be very, very easy to find. Folks, one of the reasons I do this podcast is because I want you to support companies like I support. One of them is Patriot Mobile. I'm going to play you President Trump here in a second, but I want you to think about changing your phone like I have to a Patriot Mobile phone, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. The leadership of Patriot Mobile are right there behind President Trump. Right there when I say this. They lose business because of their moniker, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They don't care. They don't want anybody. Everybody's welcome, but they don't care. They want you, and they want to have a team, an army of Patriot Mobile members that literally are proud of their Patriot Mobile phone to say, hey, you know what? I'm not part of the woke corporate society, and we're supporting companies that support America. PatriotMobile.com/grant. Use the promo code GRANT. Again, PatriotMobile.com/grant. You can call them at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. I urge you to do it today. You will not regret it. 972-PATRIOT. You tell them that Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right. So President Trump, what does he think about all of this? He was on Fox and Friends.
Suggested you could appeal straight to the Supreme Court because of the special nature of this case. When it comes to the legal maze that you're still facing, and they could, the judge could decide to say, hey, house arrest or even jail. How do you face what that could look
like? I'm okay with it. I saw one of my lawyers the other day on television saying, oh, no, you don't want to do that to the president. I said, you don't beg for anything. You just the way it is.
People are sick and they do things that are so destructive. I mean, look what they did from the day I got there. And I don't know, you know, a lot of people said we have no choice but to elect Trump Republicans because he's the only one that can withstand this. Don't forget, if it weren't me, they'd be going after somebody else. And I know a lot of the competition, they wouldn't do so well. They wouldn't be doing so well right now. They'd be saying, mommy, take me home. I want to go home. This is brutal. But these are sick people. And for instance, the 51 intelligence agents, who thinks of these? And they think about it. Just like they say, I'm guilty of, and you know, all this information was from so many years before the election. You know, it's before the election. We were energy independent. We were soon going to be energy dominant. I didn't want the Russian pipeline to be built because of the fact, very simple, I wanted to supply them with the energy.
Makes sense to me. You know, folks, here's the thing. I'm going to make you a confession. All right. I try to remain positive. I try to stay in the fight. I believe in this country with every fiber of my being. I've devoted my entire adult life now to making sure America goes in the right direction. And Friday of last week, after the conviction, man, I felt beat down and tired. I wasn't in panic mode. I know President Trump's in the best spot he's ever been in, but I was tired. Tired. And then I'm sitting yesterday at my son's basketball game, thinking about how tired I am. I'm doing the 3 hours of radio and the podcast and the Real America's Voice show, constantly talking about all this stuff, and it gets depressing and all these things. And I thought to myself, how fucking dare me? How dare me complain about being tired and exhausted when the man you just saw on the screen is in a courtroom 5 days a week, that he's now a convicted felon in the eyes of radical liberals, that he literally is on the campaign trail, that he is going balls to the walls to make sure we take America back. And I'm going to complain that I'm tired. My studio's in my beautiful home in Dallas. And I'm complaining? No. And I made a vow. That was it. I gave myself, what was it? 12, 24 hours, a little woe is me action. And I said, bullshit, Stinchfield. You pick yourself up. We're not doing that. We're not doing any woe is me. Not when I got a guy like President Trump out there who literally is standing up to the most dangerous, evil, conniving people on the face of the earth. I'm not complaining. So folks, I need you out there. No complaining. I know you're down. I know you're out. It's okay to feel that way for a little bit, but you've got to figure out a way to pick yourself back up. Compare yourself to President Trump and what he's going through. If he can withstand this barrage, certainly we can. I'm not giving up until we get past November and we get President Trump in office.
I want to follow up on what Rachel asked you, though, because I hear you struggling with it. I hear you say it's a tough question, a bit unsure. You famously said regarding Hillary Clinton, lock her up. You declined to do that as president.
I beat her. It's easier when you win. And they all said lock her up. And I felt, and I could have done it, but I felt it would have been a terrible thing. And then this happened to me. And so I may feel differently about it. I can't tell you, I'm not sure I can answer the question.
Hillary Clinton, I didn't say lock her up, but the people would all say lock her up, lock her up. Okay, then we won. And I'd say, and I said pretty openly, I say, all right, come on, just relax. Let's go. We got to make our country great.
Yeah.
And it would have been, think of it, you lock up the wife of a president of the United States.
But they want to lock you up over $130,000 of an accounting thing.
And a perfectly stated accounting thing. But, you know, people also say, can you bring the country together? And the answer is yes. Success will bring the country together because I had it together. Yeah. Before the China virus came in, I had it together. We really had it together. And it would have stayed. I think it would have stayed. Everybody was doing better. The country was doing better than it had ever done. And we're going back to those same policies and then some.
Bingo. That's why we fight. That's why we're here. So this is why I tell you, when we're on the brink of a civil war, when we're on the brink of a revolution, when we see tyrannical forces at play, we cannot let them rip this nation apart yet. And here's why we're not at the point where we need to take up arms against this tyrannical government and the radical leftists that are trying to bring this country down. Because every day, more and more of them come over to us. This is why President Trump is winning in every swing state. This is why President Trump is winning in just about every national poll. This is why President Trump is gaining support of Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, Indian Americans. Because they're realizing what's happening. We don't want to blow it yet. Not yet. We reserve the right, but we're not blowing it yet. Because we are on the precipice of something great here. Think of a sports analogy. Down three games on the road, you got to win four in a row. That's how I'm looking at this. We're going to win four in a row, no problem. We're already on the path. So we stay there. I don't know if you saw this. President Trump was at the UFC event the other night. Strickland, who's such a great fighter, had this to say about President Trump in the crowd, who got such a standing raucous ovation.
But that said, Trump is here, man. Come on now. We had a convicted felon. Let's put on a fucking show for this man.
Technically, are you one as well? Are you a convicted felon?
No, I pled to two misdemeanors, sir.
Oh, okay.
I could still own a gun and vote and apparently run for president.
Was it cool to perform in front of Trump?
Oh, yeah, dude. Trump is a fucking man, you guys. I think we're all Trumpsters here besides the fucking Canadian. Yeah, no, he...
I have no horse in the race.
Yeah, no, for sure. As long as not fucking Trudeau. Yeah, no, man, dude, Trump is the fucking man. You guys ever meet Trump? You talk to him? You know, like, I thought I wouldn't like the guy, you know? I mean, he hooks up with models all the time, you know? He has a lot of money, like, I'm a little jealous, but... No, you meet him, and he's actually a solid fucking guy. He asks me how my woman's doing, like, he gets to know you. Yeah, he's a good fucking dude, man. Good fucking dude.
You better believe he is. It's my honor to know him personally. It's my honor to have sat with him on numerous occasions, heard his stories, see his resolve, look in his eye. And so, folks, when I tell you I have looked President Trump in the eye and I have asked him, how do you do it? And he tells me one simple thing. He's on a mission to make America great again. And it's his honor to do it for us. Well, it's my honor to have his back. And I know it's your honor as well to be there for him. So take this, take everything here, rally those around you, get new voters out and spread the word. Because what's happening right now is intolerable. And it will not last, folks. This country is too great. We are too special. We are too exceptional for this to be the America that I know and love. Not a case. So we weather the next few months until we get to November and take back America. All right? Folks, a quick note about my friends over at the Wellness Company. Please pay them a visit. You know, when I talk about chaos, uncertainty, all of these things, you've got to be prepared for anything. So I've got food in my house. I've got, like, you know, 3 months worth of food supplies. I've got water. I've got a generator. I want you to go to the Wellness Company and think about getting prescription medications. God forbid the drugstores close down. God forbid you have an emergency and you need speed of delivery of those antibiotics or antivirals. You'll have them on hand. That's what the Wellness Company is all about. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, all these great doctors, critical thinkers who pushed back against the narrative. They're there. Support them. TWC.health/grant. Use that promo code GRANT for free activation. You will not regret it. You'd rather have it and not need it than need it and have it, just like the ammunition I have on hand. But the wellness company will get you well taken care of. Use that promo code Grant for 10% off. TWC.health/Grant. All right, folks. That's going to do it for this edition of Stinchfield. I'm going out now, and I'm going to go make sure that I spread the word everywhere I can, and no more whining about being tired. No more whining about it's too much. No. If President Trump can handle what he's handling right now, Lord knows we can handle what is in front of us. And that is blocking for him all the way to the White House. God bless every single one of you. You know I love you. I really do. And I'm so honored and humbled that you guys tune in to me, whether it's here, whether it's on the radio, The Morning Answer, AM 870 out in LA, or The Real America's Voice Show. I believe it's really a special job that I have here. And my promise to you is I will never stop working hard to make sure that our futures are bright in this country, your kids' futures are bright, and that America remains the greatest nation in the world. Again, God bless you. Stinchfield's Army Rolls, folks. Please share and like the video. Spread it far and wide. We're going to win. All right? Take that to the bank.